You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dakota Prescott isn't the only Cowboy seeking a new deal. All-Pro CeeDee Lamb, Zach Martin will be unrestricted free agents after next season, while Micah Parsons is under team control through 2025. Jerry, could you please talk to me about the current roster? Thanks.
Dak has enjoyed in his career that we're proud of some of the best supporting cast that you could put around him. And to move forward, we're going to have to diminish that. That's a fact. That's the rules. We're very proud of our personnel, very proud of this roster. We're feel good about the promise of the team that we're going to have this year with this roster. We feel great about what we've been in free agency. All in. All in. All in. We're all in with these young guys coming up.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got this straight before I come to you, RC. So essentially he's saying that he's put incredible teams around Dak Prescott, but he's no longer going to be able to do that for Dak to get paid, essentially, right? So Dak's now going to be in a position where he's not going to have the talent around him? What did you do?
You know, Molly, I think that you did a great job of trying to translate that. You know what that felt like? That felt like when you're watching the UFC and a Brazilian fighter wins and they bring in the translator,
yeah,
and the Brazilian fighter talks for a long time and the translator goes, he's very happy to be here.
But did you feel like, RC, the question is, are you buying what Jerry's saying? But I just need you to break it down for me one more question because I can't help it. I felt like that was a low-key shot at Dak in some capacity.
Well, one thing he said that was puzzling was he thought that there was more growth for Dak. Dak is what he's going to be. Last year, Dak was a top three MVP candidate. Last year, Dak was the quarterback that led his team to the NFC East Championship. He's not going to be more than that.
Yeah.
There is no watching him play this year and saying to yourself, I'm more sure of who Dak Prescott is than I was a year ago.
Yeah.
To me, you're saying you're comfortable moving on from Dak Prescott. You're comfortable with Dak Prescott being an unrestricted free agent. There's no trade clause, right? And there's also no opportunity to tag Dak Prescott. So you're saying is we're going to let him test the market the same way you would do a Kirk Cousins, the same way we've seen that throughout his career. So to me, it is almost Jerry Jones's admission that Dak is a good quarterback, but Dak can't win us a Super Bowl. And if he can't win us a Super Bowl, I'm going to stop building teams around him. Because when you look at what this team has done this offseason, it's a fireable offense for any GM.
No question.
To not add any pieces, to not get Dak's deal done, to not work on getting CeeDee Lamb's deal done, and to lose the starters that you have lost along with the defensive coordinator, you're not trying to build a team that can compete along with having a lame duck head coach.
Well, listen, he's been the owner of the Cowboys, and in the last 29 years, they have not played an NFC title game. That's all you need to know. Three decades, he has not played an NFC title game. And name me another owner in a sport in football where the owner holds a press conference the day before the draft. I don't want to hear from Jerry Jones. If I'm a Cowboy fan, I don't want to hear from him. I'm not interested. And listen, the problem that the Cowboys have is the Cowboys are trying to win a Super Bowl paying a quarterback $55 million a year, yeah, who's the 12th or 13th best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
I was looking at it the other day. We love Stroud. You got, you know, Burrow, and you got Mahomes, and you got Allen. You got to put Aaron Rodgers back in the mix. Certainly, you have to, you know, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
You know, Cousins, you can make an argument. Stafford, Love, Goff. I mean, go on and on and on. So you're trying to win a championship with a quarterback who, if I'm not mistaken, can somebody look it up for me? Is he making $54 million a year?
He's a $55.4 million cap hit.
Second
in the league behind Deshaun Watson.
What is the cap? About 250, 230? What even? What's the number?
It went up a ton this year. It went up $230
million.
$230 million?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. We are paying a quarterback who never wins in the playoffs. We're paying a quarterback $55 million a year to be the quarterback for a team that's a sixth of your, that's a fifth of your payroll, for crying out loud, with an owner who all he likes to do is do press conferences, who's had a list of coaches. Should I give them to you? Dave Campo, Wade Phillips, Chan Gailey. I love Jason Garrett. He had a job there for life. Let's be honest. 9, 10 years. And Mike McCarthy is not Tom Landry. I mean, I didn't fire Jimmy Johnson. How about he look at himself and says, you know what, I'm the reason why we stink. I've been here for 3 decades. We've won nothing. I had Jimmy Johnson's Hall of Fame coach. Took forever to put the Ring of Honor stuff around him. We fire him. I gave Prescott a fortune. He's not that great. So how about him taking a couple of hits once in a while? He's done a lousy job at the ownership situation.
Interesting.
Be fair.
By the way, the cap's 255.4.
255. You're paying him one-fifth of your cap, the quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not worth it.
255.4, an increase of $30 million per team. Yeah. Here's the bottom line. Jerry Jones, my buddy, has done a horrible job this offseason.
My buddy.
Horrible. My buddy. My Libra buddy. Horrible. Dereliction of duty. I don't know. All I know is that they go out to drink and they have lunch and they have dinner. I don't know anything else that the front office for the Dallas Cowboys have done this offseason. And let's just go through the names because I got the names here, okay? You lost the left tackle in Tyron Smith, okay? You lost Gallup. You lost Pollard. You lost two defensive ends, including Dante Fowler. You lost two defensive tackles, including Jonathan Hankins. You lost Stephon Gilmore. You don't remember. Diggs got hurt.
Yep.
So he's coming back, but he's coming back from a devastating season-ending injury, okay? And you lost Stephon Gilmore because you lost Jerron Curse as the safety spot as well. So you lost all of that stuff. You missed out on getting Derrick Henry, and I'm big on that one. That's the big one to me. And here's the reason why. Derrick Henry helps you in a multitude of ways, not just running the football, not just being a bell cow, but also taking the ball out of the hands of Dak Prescott a little bit. So you don't put the pressure on him to have to make plays for you. Not to mention moving the chains so the defense can – they don't have to come and save the day because we know they weren't capable of doing that. Now, you got to sign CeeDee Lamb. You probably should sign Micah Parsons instead of waiting. And obviously, you got to take care of Dak Prescott. I don't know what the hell the Dallas Cowboys are doing. You lost your defensive coordinator who's not a head coach in the nation's capital.
Yep.
All right, and Dan Quinn. I'm just looking at them right now and I'm saying, damn – I know I like to troll y'all, but what I resent is that you're making it too easy. I really, really need you to make it suspenseful. I really need you to be able to lie to the football fans out there in Dallas and make them believe you got a chance you plummet.
No.
Nobody believes that right now. We're looking at what they're doing, and we're saying, this is not good enough. We know from Jump Street this ain't going to be good enough, and I resent that. I like to be
too easy. I just don't know. I don't know. Like, every offseason, you should set a list of priorities. Mm. And in setting that list of priorities, the list should be set by how do we get closer to winning a championship. The Dallas Cowboys have done none of those things. And so I agree with Doggy in this. Like, every time we hear Jerry Jones speak, nothing he says matters because we're looking at your inactivity in the offseason. We're looking at you not fielding a team that has an opportunity to win the NFC. And every year for the last 3 decades, we've sat here and analysts have sat here and we've talked about what the Dallas Cowboys have done to move closer to that. And I agree with you. Every year it at least feels like they tried. And now in the year that Jerry Jones says that he is all in, he's done absolutely nothing. And then when asked why he didn't do anything, he says it's because I believe there's more growth I need to see out of my quarterback. He said, and then he said that he's an option quarterback. He brought it back to 1995 Tommy Frazier in Nebraska. We don't know if he's going to give the dive. We don't know if he's going to pitch it. We don't know if he's going to keep it.
Right.
I believe it's because they don't know Stephen A. They don't know
but
Molly. They don't know Mad
Dog. Because now they have to pay Dak. But
Dak has all the leverage.
But you guys are only focusing on this past year. And I feel like, or this offseason, to Mad Dog's point, And Stephen A., no one trolls them harder, Cowboys fans. He's got a point. We're talking about three decades. So, like, is Jerry Jones the problem there?
Absolutely. Without question. I don't think we've ever – I don't think anybody's ever ignored the fact that Jerry Jones's decision-making as a GM and as an owner has played into the inability to win championships. But yes, the Dallas Cowboys aren't the only team – that hasn't won a Super Bowl in the last 30 years. Right. They're the only team that we talk about this much. They're the only team that continues to make headlines. And they're also the team.
But they've also been in position to.
Well, let me say this.
Come on. Think so?
Because you brought this up before. Let me educate the public about something here. Remind the audience, the average NFL team is worth more than $5 billion. The Dallas Cowboys are worth over $9 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys have been absolute masters spanning back to the 60s at stealing headlines. You know, they made sure they're the ones that's going to be playing on Thanksgiving Day. We still ask, why you got to play every Thanksgiving Day? But it makes sense because obviously where they go, ratings go. Even when they stunk up the joint, the ratings are there. So we get it. And why do we not talk about Jerry Jones? Let me tell everybody in the world why we don't talk about Jerry Jones. The same reason we don't talk about most owners. Because they ain't firing themselves. Usually when we're talking about an executive, we're saying, what the hell are you doing? It's time for a change. But we can't do that. How do we know that? Do you think that Knicks fans, maybe not at this particular moment because things are going well, but do you think that Knicks fans, how many years we wanted to get rid of Dolan? But you know what? You ain't going nowhere because he ain't firing himself.
But you don't need to fire yourself, but you could delegate those responsibilities to someone more competent.
He has tried to delegate those things.
Molly's going in a different direction than I'm going. I'm simply saying, he could delegate the responsibility. But the point is, the reason why you don't lament but so much when it comes to him because you know you can do nothing about it, it's futile, because he's not going to relegate himself. He's not going to do it. Yeah. Just like you doing radio for years with Mike and the Mad Dog. How many times you go crazy about something George Steinbrenner did it, but most of us loved it. You know, George Steinbrenner wasn't going, George Steinbrenner, he needs to shut up. He needs to delegate some responsibility to other people. He doesn't need to be so hands-on, so heavy. And guess what? He ignored it. I don't give a damn. Derek Jeter, I don't want to. Listen, man, you partying tonight? Don't you need to be at the ballpark right there? Don't I need to be doing? They made it into a damn commercial for crying out loud because George Steinbrenner didn't give a damn. And it ain't about the name on the back of the jersey, about the name on the front of the jersey. And oh, by the way, Ryan Clark, you going to play for the Yankees. Shave your face. Ain't no patriot. Think about that. But you know what? He didn't care. And we lamented it, but ultimately we ended up shutting the hell up. You know why?
Because they won.
Because it wasn't going to change, but they won in the 90s. They won that way in the 80s.
Right.
But they won in the 90s. I'm just saying, owners, you don't talk about them but so much because you know it's nothing you can do.
I think the other part of it is, too, though, you're talking about some of the rules and regulations of how you're supposed to move around a building. Jerry Jones makes decisions that actually affect the play on the field. Right. And I do believe that's why, it's to Mad Dog's point, he has to consider himself a part of the problem. And it's also okay to bring him up as a part of the problem. Totally. Because even if he's not going to fire himself, he has to realize that he's as much to do with their inability to win a championship as anybody is a part of the organization.
And I'm just saying, talk about him all day. Talk about him because he deserves it. No doubt. He's making those decisions. But he's not going away.
Well, they're not going to win it.
There you go. I know that. I do know that. He's not going away.
So, Mad Dog, what's the answer then?
I'll tell you my first answer. I'm letting Prescott walk.
Mm.
He's not going to be my quarterback. I'm not spending $60 million on him. He's the 12th best quarterback in the league. And you can argue 10, 11, 12. He's in that category. I'm not spending $60 million on the 10th, 12th best quarterback. I'll spend it on Mahomes. I'll spend it on Rodgers. I'll spend it on Burrow.
But if you have nobody to spend it on, Doggy, are you willing to get worse than him?
That's the good point. I'm going to have to suck it up for a while until I get somebody else who's cheaper. And I let Cooper Rush play for a little while, who served a couple years ago. He played decently. He's a decent backup. And then I will spread the money around, and I'll have – when you are paying the quarterback one-fourth or one-fifth of your salary cap, and the quarterback is not a quote-unquote Hall of Famer, and he isn't, you're in big trouble.
I'll say this probably. You know this better than me. There are members, even members of the Dallas Cowboys, and obviously guys in the league, not specifically about Prescott, but lament what quarterbacks are getting paid.
Yeah.
Because it's automatic that these guys get this amount of money, the Daniel Jones of the world.
How significant
and
is the difference?
It's
very significant.
It's very significant. It's very
and they're very offended by it. But why is that? Why are they getting
Because coaches and them will tell you that, you know what, our quarterback, if our quarterback is right, this is what he could do for the franchise. So because of that, this is where you need to invest your money, and the owners have bought into that. And the league has bought into that because it's look also, at the extreme.
But you need a line. You need weapons. You need a defense.
It's also, too, it's because if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance.
That's right.
And that no team wants to take a stand and say, just because you're up next, that doesn't mean you should be paid the most. Patrick Mahomes should be the highest paid quarterback in the league every single day, every single year until he retires.
Right.
But a team won't step up and say no.
It's setting the market. Yeah,
that's the
and
problem.
You're right. And it's just based on
timing, not talent. That's exactly. Timing.
It needs to be talent, timing.
Next quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Shedeur Sanders. What's going to happen.
You want to make it worth more than $9
billion? It's kind of a lot of Deion's kid.
Deion said there are certain places he will not go. Why not let him go home?
Fair. He's been taking a lot of punishment. They got to save him. Good Lord. He was sacked about 52 times last season. It got so bad that Deion pulled the sins. I got to look out for him. He's still my son. I mean, I know I'm a football coach, but he's my son, too. I got to protect him.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod, and have a fabulous day. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day. Oh, it's time for a quick take. Here we go. The NBA released a 2-minute report for the Knicks' stunning comeback victory over the Sixers on Monday night. In the report, they ruled that Tyrese Maxey was fouled twice before ultimately turning the ball over, and that Nick Nurse should have been granted a timeout before the ball was inbounded on that pivotal play. SA, talk to your girl.
It's nothing different than what I said. Tyrese Maxey got mugged. I was a few feet away. I was about 3 feet away. He got mugged. No question about it. Should have been foul called against the New York Knicks. They definitely got away with one. No doubt about it. And the last 2-minute report coming out to confirm those things only exacerbates the agitation that the Philadelphia 76ers are clearly feeling. I don't blame them one bit. But in the end, they're still down 2-0. They don't get to get that game over. They're going to have to answer the call in Philadelphia.
Can I say something here?
Of course you can. Okay.
Number one, Lowry missed 2 free throws. Number one. Number two, do not let Hartenstein get an offensive rebound. Okay, simple as that. He doesn't get the offensive rebound, and that's a disaster. You win the game. I understand. You're sitting there. I can see you. Hi, Steve. Steve talking in Wimbledon with Johnny McEnroe.
Wasn't doing that.
He was like, there. You see Johnny Mac right there. Anyway, get the offensive rebound if you're Philadelphia. So they're going to lament. The fans are going to scream and yell. You sort of built your own nest. Lowry misses the free throws. They had a loose ball in the middle of the court, and the Knicks got it and gave it to Brunson to make the three. It's sort of a combination.
Yeah, but it's not that simple, Dougie. If you call the foul, likelihood is that Maxie hits at least one of those free throws, and the game's over.
Well, they got to win both. They were a two-point game.
Well, okay, I got you. But the point is that still no. Okay, you got to hit both. But you hit one at least, which I'm willing to bet money you would have. Okay? And at the very least, it's overtime. If you find yourself in a situation where they hit a three, so they got a point.
I didn't get to properly appreciate the outfit.
What a beautiful,
phenomenal.
What a beautiful
phenomenal
look.
Jacket.
It's nice and
phenomenal tie.
It's not one of those that
brings
you're going to
out the green eyes.
On. It's the way you wear it on television.
You know who always brings it? It's this guy as well.
That's right.
Joe Fortenbaugh.
Oh, Joey's in the house.
What's up, Joe?
Joe, I just want you to know you should be so proud of me. I have officially collected on the show, not in dinero, but in gifts. So I now have shoes that I beat from him last year that I got in a bet, and I officially got my bag from Shannon. So I'm collecting, and you know what? I'm not a gambling addict, so I'm just going to stop right here. I'm going to stop right here while I'm up. Yeah, how do you feel about that decision?
Not only is that elite handicapping, Molly Kira, but it's got to feel so much better rather than taking it from a bookie or a sports book. Yeah. Get into the pockets of those two.
It's got to feel delicious. When I unwrapped the Gucci bag, I was like, oh, Molly, keep betting on yourself, kid. You know, it was a good moment.
Hey, now, I had the Wizards a year or so ago as an over. They lost the last game of the year. They lost to Houston. And he told me before the year, take them. They're a lock. And I took him, and I lost, and he never paid me the money.
I didn't bet, Doggy, number That's one. And number two, I never, to me mentioning the Wizards as a lock for anything, stop it. That is a lie. He came to me and asked me, what should I do? I said, if Bradley Beal is healthy enough, they will take the over. And Bradley Beal went down the last 10, 15 games.
All right, Joe.
He's so busy. Russo's so busy. We didn't even do a mic check today. Like, Joe, how you doing? It just starts with, hey, I got hockey plays. I want to run them by you. What do you think of the Maple Leafs? This is how you do TV.
Oh, this guy. You got to watch him with the wallet. All right, Joe, you have a futures bet involving Stephen A's Knicks. Could you please explain to me what's happening here?
So you can bet the over-under on the total amount of games played in an NBA series. Now, the over-under for Knicks-Sixers is 5.5. Will we see it go to 6 games or more? That'd be an over. Fewer than 5 or fewer games, that would be an under. I would bet the over, even though it's a 2-0 series. Stephen A., you might get angry because you're a Knicks fan, but this is good news for you. It means we see that pretty mug courtside again at MSG Game 5. Not a sweep, puts you back in the spotlight, which is where we all like to see you.
I won't
Role
be there.
Players, as we all know.
I will, Joe.
Role players, as we all know, better at home than they are on the road. Knicks role players have come to play. Hartenstein, DiVincenzo in Game 2, Deuce McBride in Game 1. Sixers role players nowhere to be found. Led by the $40 million man who has been completely worthless in this series. Get a rebound at the end of the game, pay for the salary. But that's neither here nor there at the moment. Sixers come to play. They're 4.5-point favorites in Game 3. I see them winning that game. Price will be adjusted. Let's lock it in now over 5.5 total games.
That's a very good play. I think the 3 games will be close. So I'll give the Sixers 2 of the 3. He's right. I go over too.
Well, listen, I don't blame you guys for going over. I mean, I would be inclined to, but I just sense that the New York Knicks can steal one in Philadelphia. And it won't be Game 3 in all likelihood, but could they steal Game 4? Yes. And then they got to come back to the Garden for Game 5, and it ends there.
But they could lose Game 5 at home too. The Knicks are spotty at home at times.
Fair enough.
Joey Joe.
I love you, Steve. Go ahead. Give me something else.
Can I speak?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, I'm just wondering. Okay. Heat in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. What do we like there?
This is going to be a tough one. All right. It's not going to be an easy watch. So for Doggy, for Stephen A., you're going to need a little extra heart medication here because we are going to take the Heat plus the 14.5. Huge number to cover. Huge number to cover when the total is projected to be a very low scoring game. Look at the total. It's 203.5. This is going to be the 84th Celtics game of the season. This will be the lowest total of any Celtics game this season by 6.5 points. It's hard to cover 14.5 when it's projected to be a low-scoring game. Game 1, Boston shoots 45% from deep, 7% above their season average. We'll get a little regression there. Game one, Miami shoots 32% from deep, 5% below their season average. We get a little positive regression there. Back door's wide open. It's not going to be easy. Heat cover the 14.5.
I like that, too. Plus, the Heat played Friday night, Sunday afternoon, a couple days off. You and I will play that tonight.
I don't believe that's going to be the case. I'm not taking the Heat and the over. I think the Celtics are going to cover. I think the Celtics are going to blow them out. Now, let me say this to you. The only potential hiccup that could lead to you guys being right is if they're running away with it, they bench their starters.
And they get 7 points late in the game.
Exactly. Which was similar to what happened the other night. That's it. Other than that.
Well, that's part of the bet, Steve.
I understand it. Well, I'm saying that's not going to be happening. I think the Celtics walk away with a 20-point victory.
Not
going to
be easy.
20-point. Okay.
Yes. All right.
NFL draft?
Yeah, that's going to be something else.
Are we feeling it?
Fun.
Go ahead. Do you get in on the draft?
I don't do that, but maybe
in the draft?
Maybe hear motivating. Go ahead.
Okay, let's get motivated, folks, for your motivation. The NFL draft starts tomorrow. What do we do here, Joe, to make it, exciting for Doggy?
Best thing to bet. This is the best thing to bet because it's got predetermined outcomes. You just got to stay ahead of the news cycle. The bookmakers, this is the rare opportunity where they're on the back heel. They're trying to stay on top of what Schefter's saying just like you are. If you're first, though, if you can connect the dots, if you watch the dominoes fall, you can put yourself in a good position. Look at a guy like Jaden Daniels, number 2 overall. That's a long story. Doggy, this is for you. I know you don't like him. J.J. McCarthy, under 5.5 for his draft position, so we need him to go in the first 5 picks. I know you don't like the guy, but at 4-5, Arizona and the Chargers, those two teams are open for business. The Giants have made it very clear they're interested in a quarterback. Maybe it's a smokescreen. Maybe they're trying to induce a trade up so that Marvin Harrison falls to them. Who knows? But between Minnesota needing a QB, Denver at 11, Raiders at 12, 13, secret teams, Saints maybe get involved, Seahawks get involved. I think someone's going to come up. Supply versus demand. McCarthy goes in the top 5.
Yeah, that's a very interesting bet. Will somebody trade with the Chargers or Arizona to steal McCarthy? That's a very, very interesting bet. I would probably take that. I would go under 5.5. Joe, you are good at this. You know that? That is sharp. That is a good thought process.
I don't believe anybody's going to take a chance with J.J. McCarthy on a top 5 pick. I think it's career suicide. And I'm not saying that to knock J.J. McCarthy in any way as if I don't believe he has the potential. I do believe he's a champion. He's a national champion. Went undefeated last year. There's something to be said for that. I'm saying because of what picks mean to NFL executives and how it can serve to define their career, I don't think you take that kind of chance. You look at Ryan Pace in Chicago and how he passed on Mahomes and Deshaun Watson for Mitchell Trubisky. He may never get another job as a leading executive in the NFL again after that decision. I think it's too risky, and I think NFL executives are too scared to do what Joe said.
You go over.
Joe, if I would like to make some money during these NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, NFL draft, all of the above, baseball, where could I find more of you and your expert analysis? Where could I get more Joe? Talk to me.
Just a first class setup right there. Thank you very much. Carlin versus Joe today, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be in Detroit. We'll be rocking and rolling the next 2 days.
Let's go.
ESPN Bet Live from Detroit, Thursday, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to see if I can play a little blackjack in the casino in between commercial breaks. Let's see if the producers allow it.
Why don't you go down to Greektown and have some good food after, too? All right? Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. It bothered me too. Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
I got Mr. Clark
you
here.
You look like a million
Let's
bucks,
get it.
But I know you're angry.
We got three good ones.
Angry.
Ready?
Are they
let's
good?
Number so. One, you know, let's compare Leon Rose for a minute with Daryl Morey, who might be the most overrated general manager in the history of the National Basketball Association. He is not Red Auerbach. His fascination with James Harden, case in point in Houston. Look at the supporting cast that both these teams have. Knicks have McBride. They got Hartenstein. They got, obviously, Mitchell Robinson. Jay Hart, how good has he been? They make the trade with Detroit to get some help there. They got so many guys who fit this Brunson and Randall, this combination that Leon Rose picked off and made trades. Didn't give a lot for him and did a superb job that made the Knicks a tough son of a gun out. And you can make an argument they're probably the second best team in the Eastern Conference. And then go look at what Morey's done with this Philadelphia team. He's got one of the great players in the history of the sport at the position in Embiid. I know he's injured. He's still got him. And Maxey's going to be great. All right. He's got Kyle Lowry. What? He's got Oubre. What? His backup center is Paul Reed. What? Harris stinks. I mean, he has done such an awful job of putting people around two big players, and he deserves to be knocked around. Philadelphia always underachieves. They haven't played in the conference right. Better than Embiid. He loved Harden to death, D'Antoni included. They never did anything in big games. And if you watch this Knicks series in these first two games, go look at the Knicks pieces. Look at Hartenstein and Robinson and Hart. Look at McBride making five threes. But Giannis the other night making big shots in the fourth quarter. And Philly's got nobody. They got two players. And here's Morey, who everybody thinks is Red Auerbach. God, if I was a Philly fan, I'd go nuts.
I thought it was Doc Rivers'
uptown.
Mad Dog. Up high, giving Leon Rose his flowers, and you're right about it.
Leon Rose deserves his flowers. What I would tell you is that the biggest critique against Daryl Morey is that you had Elton Brand there, who was doing a damn good job. Now, he's still there, but he never should have been relegated in favor of Daryl Morey. They should have kept things as is and not interrupted. I don't think that Daryl Morey is bad, but he's never gotten his team to the finals. We can't ignore that. And him thinking that analytics is the order of the day, no matter what the outcome is.
Stephen A, I don't like your energy, though.
Why?
Your energy needs to match. Mad dog energy. It's about what you mad about.
I got you, but I'm not mad.
You know why? Because the Knicks good.
You said that was exactly. Strong.
That was strong.
Strong.
Number two.
But you're paying attention.
I am paying attention.
Mad dog.
Right
do this for you.
Right here.
It's not Morey. It's Morey.
Whatever his name is. Get out of here.
All right.
Number two. How about who made Hunter Winderstadt his plate of eggs yet?
Oh
my God, the umpire at home plate on Monday afternoon at Yankee Stadium against the A's? I mean, Hunter, geez, you throw the kid out, no, I don't love Boone, we'll get to him in a minute, but you throw Boone out of the game three pitches in because the fan behind the Yankee dugout is screaming at you. If you told him to be quiet, we could play the sound, it's too boring. It's the fourth pitch of the game, it's a day game. Hunter must have had wanted fried eggs, he got scrambled, wanted buttermilk pancakes, and he got banana pancakes. Whatever it might be, that is a joke. Now, before every Yankee fan in America, Steve Torrey, before every Yankee fan in America says Boone got a raw deal, here's a stat for you about Boone, who thinks he's no Casey Stengel. Now, be fair.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that Aaron Boone...
Will you let me finish?
Former man.
Will you let me finish?
Go ahead.
Aaron Boone, in the last 2 years, plus this first month, you know how many times he's been thrown out of Major League Baseball games? 18. Coral, a better manager, thrown out 8. Brendan High, manager of the Orioles, ejected 7. And Kevin Cash of Tampa, who's got no money to work with, 5. So although Aaron Boone may have not been 4th this time, he's got to calm down. Billy Morton nonsense, Leo DeRocher nonsense. He's always doing something. 4th pitch of the game, Aaron. Do we got to check at first base? I'm a little down on him. 18 times, and Hunter, jeez, have a cup of coffee in the morning. Wake up.
Why is he
I don't want to hear that from
camera.
You. I completely disagree with you.
Go.
Let me tell you something right now, okay? Don't come to me with that. That man is managing in New York City, okay? There's pressure that comes with that, and you can't have it both ways. You can't sit up there and look at the official, the umpire, and sit up there and call him out for getting on, for blaming Aaron Boone for what a fan was saying in the
deal.
But then turn around and say, Aaron Boone, calm down,
deal.
Especially coming from you. You don't get to tell anybody to calm down.
Deal.
You calm down. Aaron Boone was right. That damn umpire, even when the information was brought to him that it was indeed a fan and yep. not Aaron Boone, he still wouldn't apologize.
Get
he
off.
Still wouldn't capitulate. He
Get
still
off.
Wouldn't acknowledge that he
Get
was
off.
Wrong.
How about that?
At least I got
it should have been 17 ejections,
I
got
to say
18.
One thing. Maybe it wasn't that his eggs were messed up. Maybe his car service was in the wrong place this morning.
Oh, I was
that,
feisty this
that
morning.
That gets them when he fired up, and then they don't mute themselves on the production
call. Look at you.
And they're feisty.
You caught me at it. I was mad at 7.
Oh, you were mad.
All right, here's the third. Now, this is interesting. I'm flipping around there. I wasn't invited, but I'm flipping. No, don't
hold.
I was flipping around there
look
a couple
this.
Nights ago. I was flipping around, watching all the ball games.
Talk to me,
you know,
man, dog.
Flipping all the games.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, who do I see sitting next to my buddy McEnroe? Stephen A. But look at this. He's looking at his phone the whole time. This is game two of the playoffs, and Stephen A. sitting there is buzzing on the phone. So he texted me. What the hell is he texting me for? Is that the game?
He texted me.
He wanted to know. Will you let me finish? He wanted to know the Leafs-Bruins score in the hockey. He saw that Carolina was coming back against the Islanders in the third period
Stephen
of game
A.
two. And he texted me. I got a guy who claims he's Mr. Nick. And he's sitting at courtside at that is across from Spike Lee. And he's texting little Chrissy Russo. For some reason, I don't have the service. What's going on in the NHL tonight?
You more worried
I
about.
I said, oh, my.
You more worried about.
I said,
Russo
you're worried
and
about.
DiVincenzo?
He had Leafs Bruins with 2-2 in the third. And he wanted to score. What a disgrace. And the Knicks fan thinks he's a big Knicks fan.
He's just there for looks, Russo.
He scored.
He's just there for looks, Russo.
He wanted the hockey. He wanted the hockey. I'm sitting here with my pajamas, a cookie, and a glass of milk. And I'm getting these text messages. I don't get a score. Well, how did Carolina come back against
me? He was sitting there like Santa Claus.
You got a nickname here.
Excuse me.
You are a fraud. Fraud.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few hours before the Knicks game, Mad Dog Russo said, text, where are you today for 10 minutes? When I told him I wasn't available, that I was too busy, I would try to call him in, but then I couldn't. Then he sent me a text message out of the blue at 9:25 p.m. It's 2-2 Leafs, baby. Bruins, if you can't find the score on your phone, all I said was ha. Then he says, Leafs won. He tried to distract me on purpose because he was mad I didn't show up to do the damn interview on Mad Dog Radio. And now he's come and lying on national television and making up a story about me. You should be ashamed of yourself. Strike me down.
I swear to God.
That's what it is. I'll make him turn up in here.
He did blow me off on the radio. How dare he? He blew me off on the radio.
Ball.
And then I see him talking to McEnroe at the court looking at his phone. Funny, though.
Not when it counted.
Yeah, the fourth quarter.
No,
he's
man.
Got all these calls now.
Molly,
Maxie was fast.
You know what I need to tell him about, though?
Do
I do this every week. You need YouTube TV. I was thinking of you because I discovered there's multicast.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah,
need
I know.
The
you
multiple.
Can watch every-
so I had four games at once, and you can have all the ABC, ESPN. You can have the hockey. You can have the NBA all at the same time. YouTube TV.
That would require him paying more money. He's too cheap.
No, it's not even that expensive.
That's not what he'll do.
You have to admit one thing. He's back. I was kidding. Yeah, admit one thing. That was a tremendous text. Because I saw him looking
you
at his phone. I said, Steve, you can't get a lead score. It's 2-2 and a third. Not to admit that was fun. Not to admit that was fun.
But you tried to lie.
Were you more mad that you weren't at the game or he was with McEnroe and not you? Because McEnroe's his friend. Tell
Here's
me
the bottom
truth.
Line.
What were you upset about?
I was annoyed at him because he keeps on telling me I'll take you to a Knick game. And he knows I love the tennis. And he knows he's sitting there next to John McEnroe.
That bothered you.
And then he's sitting there. He doesn't know. He would have known McEnroe's won 7 Grand Slam titles if they fell out of me
would
yes,
not.
Yes, I would, of course.
Now you would.
Yes, I would.
Now you would.
Yes, I would.
Because anyway, McEnroe
I wouldn't know about various others, but I would know about McEnroe.
You wouldn't know about McEnroe. Yeah. So it bothered me that I see him sitting there. That's where I used to
I
sit back in the 90s.
Here's what's really bothering.
I have an idea.
It's too expensive.
Can I make an idea?
What's really bothering. They won't let him sit courtside of the Knicks game. Because of all them years him running his mouth on Mad Mike and the Mad Dog, they put him in the upper decks.
Yeah.
And that's what he's not telling you. Oh, yes, it is true. Oh, you don't know, Dolan.
Do you know
Yes, it is true.
Do you know what I think we should do?
What?
If the Knicks make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Which they will.
We've talked about this for a long time. We should do a show. Listen to me. We should do a show live in New York with fans. And have the two of you on a Mad Dog
Day. That would be crazy.
That would be epic. The New Yorkers, we should do it.
I have to think about that. I mean, we have to take money into consideration.
Okay.
Oh, as the executive producer?
It's not cheap. It's not cheap. You have to be responsible. But more importantly than that, this dude is big time now with Mad Dog Radio. He's, some people would say they felt he's abandoned New York. I don't know if they
Here's my question. Yeah. Would the fans be on Mad Dog's side or Stephen A's side?
No.
It's New York.
It would definitely be me.
I'm a New Yorker.
It would definitely be me.
He lives in L.A. and Miami.
Have you heard him complaining about New York? Taking the train,
Ryan,
the traffic, and everything.
Let's be honest. We know who the fans are coming to see. More First Take after this quick break. Yeah, y'all. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, today, First Take fam, I want to introduce a little segment where we get to throw some quick take style topics at our crew here. I've solicited these questions from social media, so you're dictating what's happening. The first one is for you, Stephen A. Smith. Will Jokic have a better legacy than Kevin Durant when it's all said and done?
Yes, easily.
Wow.
Because outside of his greatness, he also stayed in one place. He didn't go from Oklahoma City to Golden State to Brooklyn, now to Phoenix, and not appear happy anywhere that he was. He's in Denver. Same franchise, uplifted the franchise, born, you know, drafted by them, and did what he did, won a championship, won two league MVPs, won an NBA Finals MVP. Without question, his legacy would be better.
Enrique, thank you for sending in that question. We'll keep finding those. That was a good one.
And and Steve's 100% right, too. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So with RC here, we couldn't miss the opportunity ask him about this gem that RC put out on his own social media account.
For social media, though, Molly.
So let's just own the moment.
Terrible.
We're all about accountability on this show.
Yes.
RC, what happened?
So I was at Chris Long's charity event for the Water Boys, and one of his old teammates, Bo, said that he wasn't good at golf. and he asked me, could I take a swing for him? I said, I can't play either. I feel like he gave me a short club. I think this was a setup. There was a lot of Philadelphia Eagles out there. I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler. Right. And all of a sudden, as I grab the club, there are all of these cameras on. Right now, everybody wants to see me hit the ball. Clearly, you can see I wasn't dressed for golf. I was dressed like a soccer dad. And so what I think it is, Stephen A., is because of my proximity to you and your greatness, people want to see me fall.
Right.
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Do you really think it was a short club?
No, I'm just terrible.
That's the excuse that he's sticking to it. I get all that. All I'm trying to say is this. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Man. I mean, these things happen.
I can throw a baseball, though.
Wait a minute. All I'm trying to say is this.
Okay.
I never stepped on a mound in my life.
All right.
Ever.
Okay. Hold on. I'm told we have more athletic exhibits. What do we have next?
They don't show me. I know what they're going to do.
I truly don't know.
I don't like that swing that much.
No.
This is a good serve, though. That's a nice serve.
That's actually not bad.
That's not a bad serve at all.
It's a nice second serve.
Do you play tennis often?
Yeah, all the time.
Why are you?
See, that's an all-the-time tennis player.
That's an all-the-time dude, okay? That's all the time. And you're sticking your belly out while doing all of that. I don't understand why you're sticking your belly out.
Can we go back to this one? Go to the top. I don't even care about him on the mound.
Oh, my God.
I want to see one other part.
It's bad. I'm going to make up for it.
Brandy, can we show the walkout? Because that's what really gets me.
You know what the funny thing is?
No, I want the walkout. Hold on.
It's the catcher.
Can we get the walkout again?
Framing the pitch on a bounce.
Okay, it's this, though. It's this.
Yeah.
Wait, RC, can you help me? RC, it's like this for me.
What I liked about it, too, when he was walking, though, he put his tongue out. He was like,
Can we stay focused?
Yeah, he was like, you know what it is.
Yeah, you know. And I'm going to do it again. I never stepped on a mound before.
Stephen A.
Excuse me. You struck out swinging at a golf.
Stephen A.
No, because I only missed it once.
Stephen A.
I didn't miss it three times.
Stephen A. That was a rookie pitch, but that was a Hall of Fame walk. I mean, you look like you were Derek Jeter walking out there.
Damn right.
And I'm going to do it again.
And I'm going to do it again.
So
I'm going to do it again.
He's
and this,
like,
I'm going to make up for it.
I'm going to learn how to play golf now.
You should.
I'm not going to do any of the above.
Strike!
It's hard.
It's a hard
Why
sport.
Would you want to do
Especially
that?
When
it
you
takes
never
up
did
so much time. You have so many jobs.
Welcome to the family.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.